Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gond, and welcome to the Monday show. I was off Friday, big family day before the 4th of July, so we had fun. And so what am I doing today? Oh, you know, sometimes the universe brings you things, and you don't realize at the moment you do things. And you realize, oh, well, I was supposed to do this. I was supposed to watch. So Sunday morning, I would take calls, but this is a very short show. And the show is all about happiness and how to be more, well, how to be successful from being happy. So we'll get into that. It's a positive psychology. That's what I'm going to talk to you about for the next 15 minutes. So this is not necessarily about psychic readings or anything like that. Or coaching at this point. I'd love to just help you. You can contact me. We can have a personal session. But today's show is really about this concept that I'm really kind of buying into. So if you want to listen, cool. If you're looking for something else, we can do that. I don't want to be rude about it, but I only got 15 minutes. I really want to get to this material. Okay, back to what I was saying. Okay, so sometimes the universe brings things. I watch Sunday morning CBS show, and you know, morning show. And after that, I was kind of like, well, what am I going to do now? So I flipped to the Oprah channel, and Oprah had on a gentleman, Michael Beckwith. And some of you might be familiar with Michael Beckwith. And then this whole show was geared around people that she found rather inspirational, that gave information that were really helpful for us to be, you know, just improve our lives. I guess you would just say that. You know, there was a lot of people very similar to that who had very positive messages. And this one gentleman came on, and I started listening to him, Sean Achor, A-C-H-O-R. If you look him up, and he told a story. And his story is a positive psychology and how he's gone throughout the world teaching this concept of positive psychology in the business world to individuals, to governments, to leaders in big corporations, huge corporations. The basic concept of all of this is very simple. What comes first, success or happiness? And through all of his, well, he's 42 now, so he's been doing this for over 20 years. He started this whole concept while he was in college at Harvard. And he tells his great stories. So if you want to look him up, it would be fascinating. Sean, S-H-A-W-N, Achor, A-C-H-O-R. And videos, it does a TED Talk. So basically what I'm trying to get into is this whole concept of what comes first, happiness or success? And through all the research, and he's not the only one. There's other people who have done basically the same thing and have looked at it from that aspect of what comes first, happiness or success? The whole thing is be happy. Just be happy. When you're happy, it will lead to success. The other way around, you're always striving to seek happiness through success. It never ends. It never ends. You know, you've accomplished something. Oh, that feels good, but. That feels good, but. So the concept is be happy first. And this is where thousands of people throughout the world have used this concept of being happy. Now, I believe it really closely tied in with the law of attraction, where in the law of attraction, you know, to manifest anything in your life, you have to be, as Abraham material says, that you need to be a vortex. Well, the vortex is a feel-good place. You have to feel good. You can manifest pretty much anything. If you get rid of, in that concept of law of attraction, is raise your vibration to a really good place. Be happy. Raise your vibration up to appreciation, to love, and all that. So I don't have a lot of time here, but I'm going to – he has a 21-day happiness challenge for everyone to take on, a 21-day challenge. And he used this throughout the world and helped people in many, many countries and many, many businesses take this challenge. I'm going to go through the challenge. And if you want to go to the website, can I post the website? I don't know if I can post the website here. Let's see. I haven't done this in a while. Let me see if I can do this. Chat. Let's try the chat thing. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it does. This thing is kind of crazy that way. Okay, so I'll post the website. And if you want to go there and read it for yourself, it doesn't work here. Ooh, let me see if I can post something. Add a file. Okay, I can do that. Okay. Well, you know what? It's not working. Believe me, it works. Okay, believe me, it works. I haven't done this in a while, so I apologize for that. So let me get back into the 21-day challenge. And if you can go to the website, just look up Dawn Eckler and 21-day challenge, and you can look it up for yourself. Okay? So here's the challenge. Do this for 21 days and see if it doesn't adjust your attitude to a more positive attitude, which will lead to the word is happiness. Number one, does this work? You can apply it to your family. You know, you got a problem with your family. Your family is grumpy all the time. Have everybody in your family do this. Or your friends or anybody you know or any situation, try this. And see if it works. And a lot of these principles I'm very familiar with. And you know, I do them, but I don't do them in this form, in this order. It's really interesting. So, three gratitudes or appreciations. Pause to take note of three things each day that you're grateful for. Think about three things. It's not a complicated. You don't have to do this huge list of things you're grateful for. But each day, and I would suggest that you do different ones on different days, right? So don't repeat the same things over and over again every day. Doing so will help your brain start to train its pattern of scanning the world. It's so important. You're reprogramming your brain is basically the psychology of this, is you're reprogramming your brain to look for things to be grateful for. So looking for just the negative, but the positive ones. So you're looking for things to be grateful. Get in the habit of three things a day that you're grateful for. Journaling one positive experience each day. Maybe this lecture, maybe this 15 minutes is a positive experience for you. So write a detail about it. Why is it positive? What are the details of why it's positive for you? So gratitude practice. Let's go through the rest. This will help you find meaning in the activities of the day rather than just noting the task itself. I could say I journal about my experience with my dog and showing my dog affection and how it made me feel good and how that released more oxytocin in my body, right? With your dog, your cat, your parrot, whatever it is, think about that. Now, this next one is pretty easy, but exercising for 10 minutes a day not only brings physical benefits, but also teaches your brain to believe your behavior matters, which carries positivity to other activities. I jog at least half hour a day. And some people have the time, but at least 10 minutes. I suggest 20 minutes is really good for your body, but that's just an opinion. But at least 10 minutes. And this is the benefit, not only just doing it, but the benefit. Meditation. Just take 2 minutes per day to simply breathe and focus on your breath going in and out. Very simple, not complex. You don't have this huge guided meditation, some wonderful place on the earth. You're just breathing in and out and paying attention to your breath for 2 minutes. If you have the time, we'll do it. But it teaches your brain to really believe your let me go down here. Doing so will train your mind to focus, I like the word focus, reduce stress, and help you to be more patient or more present in the moment. You know, that's mindfulness. It's just being present of all the external stuff from life. I don't know how much time I have left. 5 minutes. Okay, cool. And random acts of kindness. Not a really big believer in this. All of this stuff, I believe in. The thing I don't do here probably is journaling. But that's a great idea. So the journaling is really kind of like, I need to do more of that. Okay, one positive experience each day. And it doesn't have to be a book. It doesn't have to be a book. It could be a paragraph. you know, just a simple paragraph about one positive experience each day, right? Okay, number five, random acts of kindness. This can be something simple. Sean suggests writing one positive email to praise or thank someone each day. Now, if you're going to text, you don't have to email. Not big, a messenger of some kind, my friends on Facebook or someplace. Just one positive to praise or thank someone each day. I mean, sure, you can thank somebody for something, right? I think so, right? You can thank somebody. But they're saying here, just do it. Not only does it benefit the recipient, but also increases your feeling of social support. Now, even sometimes you can't write about it, but you can express it to somebody. Random acts of kindness, just do it and express it to them. Okay? Just express it to them. So, hey, your tie looks really, that's a great tie you have on. You know, I love the outfit you're wearing today. That's amazing. You look amazing today, right? Doesn't that make you feel better when somebody says that to you? Wow, I love the way you handled that situation with your coworker. That was amazing. Now, he suggests writing it down. I guess that's a good idea. I have a tendency to verbalize it more. So, you know, somebody writes an article. Wow, that was a great article. You know, a little comment. Hey, that was a great point that you posted on Facebook. I really appreciate it. I really got a lot out of it. It was a great thing for you to post. So just really simple. But do this for 21 days. And the whole idea is to rewire your brain to be more positive. And the more positive you are, the more successful you will be in life. Very simple. Very simple concept. And don't take it from me. Just do it every day for 21 days. And I think once you do it 21 days, to do it doesn't have to be 21 days. It could be for 20 years. Just practice this concept every day and see what happens. See if you don't become more positive. A lot of success behind this, okay? A lot of success behind this. I'm not the only one. And if you read his book, and I'm reading his book now, and I've watched a lot of his lectures on TED Talk, and he's done some other ones, and if you get a chance, go back and watch the Oprah show he was on. But he's not the only one doing this, because basically the practices are very simple. We do a lot of these things. We don't put them in structure in our lives. So structure it. Think about it. You guys, I've only got a few more seconds today, but practice this. And I really believe that success comes when you feel good. You're going to manifest what you want in your life. When you feel good, you're going to be more successful at life. Achievers are happy. Think about that. Achievers are happy. They're not a bunch of debbie downers and depressed people. They're happy people. Practice, work on positive outlooks in life, and you'll be more successful in whatever you attempt to do. Now, it takes work, it takes practice. You'll get there. I love it. You'll get there. So that's my goal for the day. I hope that you get a chance to exercise some of the things. Remember, gratitude, exercise, journaling, all five, practice them every day and continue on. So I will be back tomorrow. I'm not sure what I'll talk about. Maybe I'll talk about more of this. Maybe I'll give some more information on this concept and these ideas, because I've kind of bought into them. And because I did a lot of this anyway. So now it's just structuring and organizing, making a regular pattern. Love you. Back tomorrow. Bye.